Second stanza once again. Fear not, little flock. Fear not, little flock. Oh, he go ahead. Your shepherd selected the path. He said, thou waters of Mara, he was waiting for thee, he drank all the bitter in guess. Lord, I believe. Confession that we believe. We pray if there be any unbelief, if there be any doubt, Lord, may you take it away from us, O God. All that we need at this hour and all that we are asking from you, Lord, is faith to believe every word. Take away every iota of unbelief from our life, O God. Take away every iota of unbelief from our person, O Father. Fill us with your great Holy Spirit, divine, O God. May your Holy Spirit, O God, reveal your word to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blessings, O God, in the Sunday school this morning. Thank you for your blessing in the Sunday, in the morning service, O God. Thank you for the time of rest that we have, O God. Thank you for the food and the water you gave to us, O God, to nourish this body. Thank you for the worship service that has gone on. Thank you for the hymns and choruses, O God, that have been sung to bless your worthy name. And the, O God, special numbers, O God, we pray, Lord, that you accept every part of the service in the name of Jesus Christ. As we open your word, Father, you are the author of this word and you are the revealer of the same. It will not do us good if we just read it, O God, without you coming to bless it, O God. We pray, Father, as we open to read from it, may you bless the reading of the same. May you bless the hearing of the same. Help us, Lord, that we'll not be forgetful here, O God. Help us that we'll not just be readers, O God, but the doers of this word, O God. Help us that we'll not just be the preacher, O God, but we'll live, O God, this word in the name of Jesus Christ. From the pulpit to the pew, help each and every one of us. We want to be Christian indeed, O God. Help us is our prayer, O God. At the end of the service this afternoon, Lord, may we have cause to say, indeed, God has spoken to me. Grant it, eternal Father. May we go better, O God. Blessed be your holy name as we turn the service to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Book of Romans, chapter 3. And we'll read verse 3, where we read on Wednesday. I read, say, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? May God bless His word in our hearts. You can please be seated. And thank you for your patience once again for this second service. If you continue further in that reading, the answer is a God forbid. He said, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy saying, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. But if our righteousness condemn the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? He said, I speak as a man. But God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God had more abounded through my life unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather as we being slanderous reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, that good may come. Whose damnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongue have they used the seeds. The poison of acts is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we say that what thing soever the Lord saith, he saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. But what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Saying it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Amen. May the Lord Jesus add his blessings to the hearing, reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. One time, the people told the prophet, the way you are going in your preaching, the way you are going in your teaching, just as we had in the morning, an evil spirit is influencing you. These are people that I will go and cry for. These are people that we beg God for. And they say, you have an evil spirit. But one thing we want to establish is that unbelief cannot hinder God. Amen. As the prophet said in that message, unbelief does not hinder God. Preach 1962:01:28 in the morning, paragraph 50. But the Bible says some people might think that unbelief does hinder God. But I tell you, it does not hinder God. Do you believe that? It doesn't hinder God in any way. Just like we're saying on Wednesday. The Bible says you look at the sun out there and you say, oh, I don't want this sun to shine. You don't have the power to do it. You can carry your umbrella and release it and say, okay, let me, the sun, I don't want you to touch me. As the prophet said and as the word said, the unbelief will only hinder the unbeliever. It can't stop the program of God. Amen. Now, the Bible says, for God has a program. You believe that? Yeah. He said, God has a program. And his program, as John said, is able of these stones to do what? To raise children to Abraham. That's right. His program will go on just the same. You believe that? That's why the prophet was telling us in the message we read on Wednesday, proving his word. I don't know if they can just flash it, 64:08:16 and paragraph 70. But Abraham was telling us there that unbelief cannot stop God because God has a program. And Satan, he might think that he's wise, but he doesn't know more than God. And he can never know more than God. Amen. God is the great master planner. And that's why we read through. I read through the whole of that Romans chapter 3. Look at it. God in his program, he had a plan for the Gentile. But the Jews would have think they were only the one in the program. But God had a plan for the Gentile too. Amen. And at his own time, he brought the Gentile in. Amen. And nothing is out of kilter. Remember the prophet said, everything is working according to plan. It's working according to God's timepiece. God can never be 1 second late. You believe that? Just as Brother Bram said, unbelief is as old as Eden. Brother Bram said, it started in the Garden of Eden when God made man and woman was there. Not that God did not know that man will not fail. God knew. But because why? He had a program. Oh, may God help us. If only we all recognize that our life, we are just living a program of God, we'll be very conscious. The disappointment that we face, the trouble that befall us, critics that talk at us. I see people sleeping. In the morning, many people sleep. When you spend your money, come to church, you now sleep. don't waste your time. Amen. In the midst of critics thinking that the word of God will not come to pass, it will surely come to pass. Remember, say, God gave them the word in Eden. And just like we are all familiar with the message, Prophet said, what did the devil do? He preached that word. Satan will not bring another message. It is still the same message, but he has something of adding and subtracting. Amen. And Revelation told us what will happen, 22. To whosoever had or subtract from God's word. Amen. Now, he told Eve, thou shalt not surely die. Rabban said, that was just it. And he spoiled the whole program. And that is the same thing today. Your unbelief cannot stop the program of God. Just as Apostle Paul was saying there in the book of Romans, what if some do not believe this our message? What if they say, they just brought us on that this place to cage us? They said, no hearing, no paint, no... Like I was just looking at some people this past weekend, and oh God, this message is different. I mean, when you understand what this message came to do for you, you will know that it's different. As Baba was saying yesterday, you know, this morning, there is an individual affair. You have to get to a junction that you know that it is not me and this person, it is me alone. May God help us. You have to get to that point. What if, God forbid, my wife is dead? What if she doesn't believe? Will it stop me from believing God? No, sir. As a brother said, if pastor, God forbid, if pastor say, today I've seen another new light, I go. We will stay here. Amen. Just as Apostle, Paul was saying, what if some do not believe? With their unbelief in that God's program? No! God has a program. That's why some people think that God cannot do without you. I tell you, God can do without me. If I'm off here today, another person will come. God can do without you. So don't you never get in a position and think that without you, rain will not fall. Without you, sun will not shine. Never. God has a program. And his program is in continuity. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can hinder it. It must surely come to pass. An example is Joseph in the Bible. Let's start from Moses. When God gave them a promise that I'm going to bring you out from Egypt. And people would have been looking, how would that promise be manifested? But you see, our problem many times, we want to check inside God's record. We cannot do that. No matter how you try, you want to see what does God, okay, this thing that God said, how is he going to do it? It is he that said it. You cannot do it for him. Surrender it to him. Amen. He's the one that has the program. Your life, if you believe that your life is a program of God, I tell you, whatever comes, whatever go, God is more than able. It will bring you out of every situation. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the promise is that God is going to deliver them out of them all. Is it that life will be on the flowery bed of his? That is not the life of a Christian. The life of a Christian is just like eagle. Brother, say, you think that the eagle is easy? If you remember the quote, Brother Wumi read in the Sunday school this morning. When Brother was telling us how he received the revelation of the Bible. You say it was telling you think it's easy? No wonder the prophet said, he said, prophets are like eagle. They sway into the heavenly turbulence. They come, they give us revelation. People will criticize and say, he's just telling us his mind. Yeah. Will that stop the program of God? No. Because it still continue. Seventh grade education, he said, God said, I'm going to pray for kings and potentates. Did he stop it? Even his pastor said, you don't qualify. Did he stop it? God's program, I tell you, whether you know, accept, whether you accept, is on the move. The best for you is to fall in line. If you are called,
As the prophet said, if God has called you and you are saying, I know they do, I'm not ready, he cannot stop God's program. You are only delaying your own time. The earlier, the better you come in. Because your unbelief will not stop God. It will only stop you. As the prophet said, and it will take the unbeliever to hell. May God help us. Now Moses, the man said, God had raised him. We know the story. God raised him to be a deliverer. It was a program. Amen. It was a program. And Moses, when the time came, Moses was thinking he can do it himself. Well, he was very strong. He could do it himself. And what did he manage to do? He just killed one Egyptian. Then, the following day, when there was fight, beef between, you know, his own people, and he began to say, hey, who made you a leader over us? Who made you a judge? And Moses would have, oh God, these are the people that you raised me to talk. Look at them. Then they ran away. As though the program of God has spoiled. Is that correct? Baba said, then he went into Ethiopia and go and marry. And he was enjoying his father-in-law's wealth. Marry wife, born Pekin. And forget the plan of God. God was all in it. Amen. And it's never late. At 80 years, God come back. Moses, this is the time to go now. Eh? Go to Egypt? How? With this stick in your hand. How? God said, okay, let me begin to train you. That is the way God works, brother, sister. My own belief cannot stop God. What God say we do, he will surely do it. If I say I'm not ready now, I'm just wasting my time. It will surely come to pass. His word will be fulfilled in his season. When Moses finally surrendered, and God trained him all the training we know about, and he went to Egypt, he told Pharaoh all the promises of God. Pharaoh said, these people are not going anywhere. You cannot stop God. I tell you, I never see that person. Even devil, the God, he didn't have the power. So who wants to come now and stop God? That is why no devil can take you before your time. You believe that? If sickness come, it means the time has come. I mean, sickness come and you go out. It means that is the time God has ordained, and that is the way he ordained for you. Amen. Don't believe all this nonsense that somebody has killed you or somebody is killing you. It is the message of the devil. Unbelief cannot hinder God. He said, but Joseph, no fear which. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. I believe that there is witch, but I don't fear witch, because witch cannot get power. Amen. When you know where you are standing, may God help us. God has a program. If God allows you to come in contact with a witch, he has a program. You stand still and see what God will do. Stand still and let God move. Amen. Oh my. Pharaoh said, they will not go. Moses said, God has said they should go. And he began to give them all the plagues. You know the story. He began to give all the plagues. But look at it. The Bible said, for this purpose, God raised what? Pharaoh. Oh my. May I not be in that category? To prove and show his glory. One plague upon another plague. One plague as if they will not go. As if they will not go. Oh, my. But didn't they go? Eventually, they went out. Amen. Oh, glory to God. After the final play, which was death, and they were on their march, Red Sea in front, enemy behind them. Then, murmuring and complaining. Think of it, 2 million people. You are the leader. Hey! Look at my child! Now, so they're going to kill my child, my father. As God Moses, we told you, just leave us there. You brought us here now. We enter. Think of it, if you are the leader. And you are just standing. Oh, God. But maybe I made a mistake. But unbelief cannot hinder God. Moses stayed there and he started crying. Oh. And God looked at him. Why are you crying? Speak! You don't know what you carry. Why are you crying? Speak! That is the condition of many of us. Trouble faces us like this. I begin to cry. you are glorifying the devil. When you are crying, you are glorifying the devil. God wants to be glorified in your life. But why are you glorifying the devil? Why are you allowing Satan to have the atmosphere? That's why it comes to the home, family life, husband and wife. Satan begins to set the stage. He makes the husband to misbehave somehow. And wife also give a reaction. Before you know, the atmosphere is stopped. Satan wants to be glorified there. But if one chooses that I refuse to be in this atmosphere, I choose to stay in the word of God, that devil will find his way. Too fighting. If somebody say, I won't fight you, produce, I go fight you, I say, I beg, I no fight. The energy in that man will go down. No matter how he's blowing me, I will fight you, I will fight you. And I just stay. By the time he's tired, he will go. Is that not so? May God help us. God has a program. And nothing will stop God. Amen. Enemy behind, rest in front. God says, speak and move forward. Of course, Moses stretched for the rod. We know the story, and the water parted. Is that not so? They crossed through. Enemy was still coming. Hey, Moses, what are we going to do? And they were looking. Oh, my. But remember, God has a program. Pharaoh did not, if he knew that that day is his final day, he will not enter that rest. He will not carry that, all their machinery. He carried and chased the people of God. Can you see? Who can fight God? Oh, my. Who can fight the child of God? He will come back wounded, if not dead. Who can battle with God? When it is God in the program, you better be careful. May God help us. They cross finally out of the Red Sea. And Brahman said, can't, impersonator. They want to copy the same thing. This is the way they follow. Let us follow inside. Brahman said, the same rain that fell in the day of Noah, which was judgment to the people of the world, was the same that saved Noah. His ark was floating. I don't know whether you catch that. The same Red Sea the children of God passed. It was safety to them. When their enemy came in, it was judgment. They died here. That was God's program. No wonder when Miriam and the rest saw it, they began to sing, who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, oh, Lord, amongst the God. Oh, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in prayer. Always do, oh my. Are you a believer? It's a God of wonders. You believe that? Still, oh my. In the wilderness, you cannot stop the program of God. People say, this Moses, every day Moses, today Moses, tomorrow Moses. Is it only Moses? Oh yeah, get us another people.
Oh, may God help us.
Moses is taking too much upon himself. And he's not doing it our way. It will not always come your way. You had it in the morning. It will come God's way. The earlier, the better we surrender ourselves in God's way. May God help us. And they think they can stop it, but you can't stop it. May God help us. But I said, out of that 2 million that came out, now look, only two made it to the promised land. Joshua and Caleb. Did the battle stop? No! Satan intensified. When Moses passed the baton to Joshua, the Philistines were still raging at them. There was battle one day, and they did not finish the fight. And, darkness was coming. And Joshua said, hey, if everywhere get dark, this battle will be catastrophic. So, stand. Oh, my. Remember, it was God's program. And Joshua was not just speaking by himself. It was God speaking in him. He says, "Sun, stand still. Moon, stand thou still. Until this battle is finished." Amen. I tell you, nothing can stop God. My heart believes it cannot stop God. May God help us. Let's look at the life of Joseph just for a little while. Joseph, we know the story, how he came into the house of Jacob. Amen. And all the 12 patriarchs. And God was speaking to Joseph, was dealing with Joseph, but Joseph didn't understand. It was love of his father. It was hated of his brethren. Why? Proverbs said, don't you see that the man that God always put his hand on, there is hated by people? Do you think that people just hate us for no reason? It's because you are carrying something that they don't have. You think light and darkness can relate? You are carrying something they are seeing. Fire there, yeah. Let's give him fire, fire. They will not like you. They want to do evil. You are saying, no, do good. They will hate you. You think it's natural for a man to just look and say, I hate Brother Joseph. What? You have the spirit of the devil. Why will you hate me? Have I offended you? Why will I hate you? Have I offended you? It's the devil. But you cannot stop God's program. Whatever God has determined for me, for you, it will surely come to pass. Joseph was loved by his father, but hated by his brethren. I'd rather have God love me and let everybody hate me. I am better off. You see that? And we know the story how they planned and they executed it. Because why? This man, he is always preaching a sermon they don't understand. We, your senior brothers, will bow down and worship you. What do you, are you out of your head, Joseph? They didn't even wait for that until he was given that even his father and his mother, he saw all 11 of them with two. Joseph, what are you talking about? But remember, as we had this morning, if God ever tell you anything, it will surely come to pass. That is why Brother Brown was not just speaking by himself. Amen. Just as we had this morning, when the Holy Spirit came to him, that pillar of fire, and said, go by the way of the carters. It was not William Branham. Look at him. As the prophet used to tell us, there's a difference between David when he's in the spirit and just ordinary David. That's the same way the prophet. It's different when he's in his normal self and when the spirit of God comes on him. When the spirit of God comes on him, it's a different person altogether. That's why he can tell what the people are thinking in the congregation, as we had in the morning. He can turn his back and he can tell someone he has never seen in his life and tell all the life of that person. You think it's an ordinary man? It was God's program. Revealing the Son of Man, because we have never seen it before. Even though Canaan's impersonation are rising today and trying to do the same thing, but it's all a lie. We only saw it in Christ. And the prophet came. And he was doing that. People hated him. Do you think it was just for fun? God ordained it so. Because why? Not everybody will believe this message. And that is the hard part. That's why every day I pray, God, make me one of them. It is not the fact that I preach that I will make it. It's not the fact that I do any service in the house of God that I will make it. It is by God's grace and God's foreknowledge and predestination that we know we have made it. Never speak like God now. That we have made it. Amen. It is not anything that I'm putting into the program. It's just for me to surrender myself. Amen. Brother said, let go and let God. Whatever trial comes, whatever test comes, I know that somebody has already undertaken. Do you understand that? Because why? It's a program. Oh, you that do IT, you understand this thing. How you configure your system. You want it to give you an interface or whatever. You know you are programmed the thing at the back end. So whatever you put there, that's what is coming at the front end and all the design that you put. Just think of the same way also God, a master planner. Whatever you are seeing today, people are copying from the original. God is the master planner. He knows the number of years you will live on this earth. And everything you will pass through, he knows. Every enjoyment you will go through, he knows.
Nobody can stop it. Therefore, love your brother. Don't hate your brother. Love your sister. He's not your enemy. She's not your enemy. The person that is your enemy is the devil. You believe God? The devil is our enemy. Don't allow him to preach to you that somebody is your enemy.
No!
But we know Satan can use vessels. But don't hate the man. Hate the devil in the man. Pray for him. If the devil is out of him, he will do better. She will do better. May God help us.
Remember, the unbelief and the jealousy of Joseph's brother, it didn't stop the manifestation of all God had. We know the story. He was sold. He was sold. And they went to cook life for the father, thinking that Joseph will not rise up again. Can you see the thinking of man?
Oh, man.
May God help us. And from there, he find himself in Potiphar's house. You know the story. God was in it all. Joseph would have been looking, yeah, they meet him, buy me by. How will this promise come to pass? But the promise of God will surely come to pass. In a season. Amen. Unbelief cannot hinder God. I tell you. Oh, think of it. Congressman Usher. I would just say, God, help me. Help me to believe you to the end. He was invalid for 66 years. And still holding on. That was the time God saw that he would receive his deliverance. Amen. And the person that God saw was this person. Amen. May God help us. That's why unbelief cannot stop God. He has a program. Now Joseph, he found himself in Potiphar's house. I know how that happened. The wife of Potiphar was eyeing him and caused him trouble until he landed in the prison.
No man will say, I'm giving you high. You know they see my high every day.
But Joseph, he was coming from somewhere. He know what he believed. Amen. That's why you got to do night walk. Be careful. Amen. Don't carry somebody's wife. Are you hearing me? You carry curse on top of yourself if you carry person's wife. Don't carry somebody else by. You are laughing, but it's the truth I'm telling you. You carry somebody's wife, you carry somebody else. If the person curse you, it takes God to have mercy on you. Don't useless somebody's daughter. If you want to marry again, Proverbs said, be man enough. Go to the father's house and knock. Are you there? Your brother, go to the father and knock. Be man enough. And say, I want to marry your daughter. Don't go and defy her. Amen. God has a program. But may I be in his perfect program. I don't want to be the one that Satan will use. I want to be the one that God will use. Potiphar's wife was eyeing Joseph. I said, you this fresh boy. You know, like those guys we used to be in school and they say, Joe Fresh! People will call. I said, oh. And we were, you know, I was liking those words at that time. And look, every girl just wants to have you. And everybody just telling you a man of thing, telling you that this is how to enjoy life. But that was the devil. Oh, yes. If not for the mercy of God, we were way out. Bad friends. Bad company. That's why if you are among those things, cut off. It will take you nowhere. Amen. It will take you nowhere. You better understand and recognize what God wants you to do. And better leave that bad group quickly. If not, you waste your time. And you will delay many things for yourself. But you will still come back and do the work. Are you there? But the Bible said, nobody will do your work. Are you there? The job that God has signed for you, now you go do it. Nobody will do it. You will do it. May God help us. Now, because Joseph was not consenting to his August wife, he said, I will plan. And she made the plan. Plan everything. God was in it. Oh my. Sometimes people do something and you just forget, as a preacher will say, when you go somewhere and you want to do, daddy is not here, mommy is not here, pastor is not here, my wife is not here, my husband is not here. But did you care to look up? There's an all seer. Amen. It just shows how man is foolish. Yeah. The foolishness of man. And sometimes you are trying to tell those people, and they'll be arguing with you. You better leave that person alone and pray for the person. Amen. She planned the stage and grabbed Joseph. As Papa used to say, if it's you, your brother, you said, oh Lord, maybe I did not force her. She's the one that forced me. I had to surrender myself. It's a cheap opportunity. Joseph did not do like that. Sometimes when they pass through that thing, the thing will hit me and say, and that's true. He didn't do like that. But some of us, the girls are too cheap. They are too cheap. It means when you carry them. One man, one wife. Flee fornication. Flee adultery. It's of the devil. How long do you want to remain in unbelief and you are still coming to church? You are deceiving yourself. Let me look at you in the face. Yes, you are deceiving yourself. How long do you want to be a fornicator? You are deceiving yourself. Your unbelief cannot stop us. The church of God is marching on. You that were a thief, repent from stealing. You think that your evil will stop us? No! Remember, one day, oh God, may God have mercy. The fire of God will spot you out. You think that you can hide it? You will not go too long. God is just having mercy. Just, you know, you come and sit down very pious. But you can't hide it from God. Amen. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. Amen. Now, Joseph. Because he refused to consent to Potiphar's wife. She shagged him. And he flee. And he said, hey, this Hebrew boy. I know what I want. You want to shame me in my husband's house. Okay. These garments, I'll use it as an evidence. As if God doesn't know what he's doing. You see this note? My master, husband, you see this boy that you brought to this? I don't tell you this boy. He has the chook inside my body, since you see. You see what he do? If not before God, he don't rape me today. He said, what? I trust Joseph now. I gave this boy right over everything, but it was only you. Joseph, come. If I give you right everything, this is my wife. And say, I did not do it. He said, he did it. The man look. Nothing will pain a man like that. I tell you. What? My wife? Joseph? Go to prison. And serve your time there. As if the program of God has finished. But God was in it. From prison to the throne. Amen. Oh, look at God's program. Unbelief cannot stop God. Joseph would have been praying, oh God. But he was a scriptural man. He will know God is leading him. But what is happening to me? How? This thing I didn't do it. I'm just paying for what I did not do. And that's how we find many people in the prison today, by bad government. God will help them. Oh, yes. And as though Joseph is forgotten, God allowed the chief baker and the butler to also come in. Oh, my! Can you see that? And the gift was still in him. While he was in prison, he did not stop his prayer. He did not stop his studying of the word. The message he believed, he didn't leave it because he see boys, they smoke inside prison. He not say, hey, make a judge and smoke. Finally, again, hey, this thing, God, I will not do it again. No, he didn't change Joseph. Environment did not change him. He remained the same. He was preaching to them in the prison. Then they look, this is a different boy. This boy has wisdom. This boy has something we don't have. He will give them their dreams, give them the interpretation. They say, come on, this boy has a gift. Until the chief baker and the butler, God was the one that put that dream in them. You believe that? Because he was leading Joseph out. And he put it again. They now remember, this is our pastor in the prison. Let's go and meet him. You see? You are the pastor of your environment. Yes! People, you don't know what we are. We don't know. That's why devil just play with us. And they came, they expressed to Joseph all that they had. And Joseph said, hey. He gave them the interpretation. And when they were going, he said, you, as you go, remember me. You, as you go, they go cut your neck. Ah! The prophet of God will say it exactly as he is. They don't know how to sugarcoat it. That's why now the thing where they even kill them. Because this mouth, now mouth they kill man. But whatever God say, we will say it. He has to speak it. Amen. Did the butler remember him? He got back to the palace. He forgot. He was serving his king, serving the master. He forgot. Until God had to walk on the king and put farmer in the land, and God gave him a dream. What's going on? There, the king was saying, all of you, this magician, I'm having trouble, and I don't understand what is going on. Then the butler, remembered. I said, wait, king. When we were in prison, there was a man. There was one man, no, that told me like this. This was what he said about me. This was what he said about the baker. And exactly as he said, that's what happened. He said, go and bring me that man. Can you see that? Let us hear him. And Joseph came. Oh, my. He gave the king exactly his dream. And gave him the interpretation. And tell him, what is the solution? Joseph said, this is the solution. Find a man. Let him do like this. Let him do like this. Let him do like this. He said, who is the man? If not be you. Can you see that? The promise of God will come to pass. The unbelief of your brethren cannot stop God's program for your life. Remember, his other 11, they were still enjoying their life. They have married, they have settled down. In their head, Joseph is dead. Yes, now, think of it. 40 years, you didn't see your brother. They hated you. They finished you. Love them. Don't pay evil for evil. Pay good for evil. Oh, my. When they were coming back, famine everywhere, only Egypt. Egypt was the main town, was the Oba, was the king there. And Joseph was next in command. Everybody bowed the knee when Joseph is coming. Everybody must bow. Who are you? They come from various countries to buy food. You know, say, I said, Yoruba used to say, and something I used to tell my wife always, person that shit, he don't know where he shit. Now, person where pack up. He know the place where he pack up and where he see. Yeah. When the brothers did the evil, they didn't know. But Joseph that passed through all the things, he understood. Amen. When he saw them, he said, these are my brethren. What? This is the time. If evil was in Joseph, it would have manifested. But can you see that children of God don't have evil? Amen. What you find in them is love. Bah, my Lord, have mercy on us. Hey, don't they come? Bah. Come, are you sure you people are not a spy? Are you sure you are not a spy? Then they begin to question them, ask question of them. And they reveal, until he got Benjamin and used it to hold them. He said, this one, our father said, hey, if we not bring him, hey, I beg, Oga. He said, this boy, he's not going anywhere. There your father, go and bring him, come here. How many times did they bow? Did he stop the promise of God? When Joseph finally revealed himself, the Bible said it was a great cry in Egypt. He wept because he couldn't hold it again. All the while he had been playing drama for them. But he cried and told his wife, everybody, go away, leave me and my people. The Bible said that same thing is going to happen one of these days. Amen. Christ, the people he came for, the Jews. That's why you see, brother and sister, it's a privilege to you, a Gentile. Because we were not in the program. It's home that they came for. They forsook him. That was how we got a chance to come. Amen. One of these days, he's going to reveal himself to the 144 group. The man said, and Israel will weep like they lost their only son. And indeed, they did. Before we pray in closing, the man said, don't you see when Christ was to come, it was in a great time of unbelief, The promise was there that the virgin will conceive. Is that not so? But when this virgin conceived, why was it difficult for them to believe it? Why was it difficult for them to accept it? Because it didn't come the way they were expecting. That's it. Prepare said they thought it would come like a great angel or a great warrior. But it came as what? A baby in a manger. We listen to the message of Friday. Super, what? Super sign. That was the greatest sign we ever had. But how many accepted it? That is the same thing today. When we preach, just as it was in the days of Noah. Amen. That only 8 souls were saved. This is the age of Malachi 4. Only those that come under this ministry will be saved. If you want to argue, argue with him. Amen. If some do not believe this message, will it stop the program of God? They are only doing themselves. We preach and preach and preach, and they say, this is your Elijah ministry. God punish you and Elijah. I said, thank you. I will not. I just pray God have mercy upon you. Only if you know what we know. One of my friends one time, he wanted to press my neck like to kill me because I was preaching about the prophet to him. He said, what do you mean? You're telling me my pope is a devil? I said, yes, your pope is a devil. He hold my neck. I said, please don't kill me. He was pressing the thing because I know that thing sounded very hard to him. I said, yes, your pope is a devil. He said, who tell you this thing? I said, Willem Brown. He said, they follow that fake man. I will kill you. I was pressing. I said, please. And I was just trying to just express myself that, you see, this message I believe so that you are not lost. Come and see what he didn't like it. But will it stop the program of God? What I think many times is God. Maybe the man was not counted worthy. And that is just it. Me, that you gave this grace. I didn't even know when I started. I just found myself in it. Even though I was born in the message, I had my own way. Like I said, if my dad is there, you can ask him. There was a time I was a bad boy. I said, I do not believe this message that you people are preaching. What is this message? No peace, no G, no nothing. Message, you cannot wear G. You cannot. What kind of message is this? Until we have, thank God for phone. Thank God for sermon book. That is why young people, you are not without excuse. If somebody read the thing and you feel it's not giving you the correct interpretation, you get the message in your phone. You have it on your iPad. You have it in text. Read it for yourself and understand what it's saying. That was how God started helping us. It's okay, this thing that they are saying, let's even see what is about this thing. And I know it is not me. It was because the grace of God kind of me worthy. Many times I look at my life, I should have not been here. I'm not even qualified. Many times I say, God, I wish I'm not, I'm just like a church member. Or I'm a bad boy on the street. But I cannot do it. I can't go again. Because somebody has locked us. Amen. And I find myself that I am in his program. And I don't have any choice than to surrender myself. So is this sickness that will stop me? Sickness cannot stop that program. That is why I don't fear death. So people look at me and say, you are just a radical boy. Somebody that is a faith is radical. He said, you are just embarrassing yourself. I'm very sorry if I embarrass myself. But I'm just exercising faith. If I'm not coming, God, and I just meet danger, I will stop. Let me see what God will do. God will surely vindicate himself. He has not done it one, not two, more than 3 times. In the face of death like this, is it on road? Road accident. And God deliver. Is it during war? He delivered me when I didn't even know anything. A small boy. I remember one time, Baba, those days, Baba used to come and I was crying because I see when they caught somebody. And I was behind my daddy's boots. I think Baba was minister that day, Ayabanki. And there was another lion, and I was looking at the people carrying spear and dagger. I said, Daddy, I don't want to die. I don't want to die because I saw the first one. I think we're going to church. How those people, they did not come to the church that day, I don't know what happened. When God is not true with you, no devil can take you. Is it sickness? Is it trial? Look at the life of Apostle Paul and learn from it. Unbelief cannot stop God. It will only hinder you if you are an unbeliever. Just learn to surrender to God. For I know He loves me better, whatsoever may be, I will follow Him. One more time, I know He loves me better, oh, whatsoever may be, I will follow Him. With our head bowed, our eyes closed, somebody loves you. He brought you here. He's responsible for your life. From arts to glory, as Pastor always say, from glory to hearts, somebody has concluded the program. Can you trust that person? Can you trust his judgment? Can you trust his healing? Brother said, they must say, the days of miracle is past. There's no such a thing as divine healing. Tell them that's a lie. God still heal. You were hearing this morning, Baba was giving us testimony of our dear pastor. How God delivered the pastor and raised him up. That same God is still alive today. He will still do it for the pastor. You just wait. It's just a matter of time. Don't be in a hurry. People might hate him as a pastor. It is just the devil. That's why we thank God for our pastor. Oh, if it's some other man, I wonder the kind of course they would have been given to those people. But this is a trial, Pastor. And we are praying for him. Look at the associates. Look at all these men of God, all they go through. Oh, man. Also, I'm my own body and I'm going through. Many times we get to crossroads. Hello, what is this? But I know it's because of this way that we are standing. The enemy doesn't like it. And as the songwriter said, he doesn't like things like this when we say, when we expose him. He doesn't like this message. That's why he fought it in every way that he could do. But the message still came. And God promised that he's going to have a church without spots, without wrinkle, without any blemish. The question is this afternoon, before we pray, are you part of that church? Are you part of that bride? Or are you just a church goer? Are you just a religious person? Don't just be an unbeliever in the church or a make-believer in the church. Make sure you are a believer. Make sure you are filled with God's Spirit. Before the hour is closed, before mercy is taken from the heart, and what is left is judgment. This same message of the hour that we are feeding on, one of these days is going to take us home. And this same message will be a judgment to the world. Brother, sister, if you are not here, you better call me. If you want your loved ones saved, get them in now. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, you want to be remembered in prayer. Say, God, help me. Since you have a program, and your program is best, I don't want my own way. My own way will do me no good. Your own way is the best, Lord. Give me grace, O God, to submit to your leading. Give me grace to submit, to surrender to your leadership. You want to be remembered in prayer? Maybe certain circumstances in your life, your unbelief cannot stop God for whatever He has said concerning it. If you would just surrender to God and say, God, even on this one, I know you will not fail me. Dear Almighty God, we thank you once again for the blessing since the beginning of the day, Lord. In a Sunday school, the morning service, and this afternoon, Lord, / evening. Thank you because since morning you have been expressing yourself to us, O God. We know that this message is for imprisoned people, O God. We have found favor, O God. We have found grace to come under this anointing, O God. We have found favor. We have found grace to come under an atmosphere like this. We are not better than the people that are out on the streets. We are not better than them that are in the insane institution. Those that are in the beer parlor right now. Or those that are just wasting their life without God, without any hope, O God. But Father, look at us. Look at where we are. We have spent almost all of today in your presence. What good will it do us after all our services like this? And what we hear is get up. I never knew you. May that not be our portion, O God. If there be some that are not in, O God, I plead your mercy for them. Because their unbelief cannot stop your program. Your church is marching on. And Lord, what you have promised that is going to be a chaste bride without spot, without wrinkle, you are going to have her. Lord, I pray that you help them, O God. Those that are trusting you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, remember them, O God. Lord, our loved ones that are not saved, O God. Some of our children, O God. We pray for them, Lord. May you have mercy upon them, O God. Just as you stop, O God, Zacchaeus on his way, O God. May you stop them, O God. Save their soul, dear Almighty God. There be some that are sick in their body, O Father. You are the God that healed all diseases. And Lord, by your stripes, you said we are healed. If you, O God, tarry in the life of, O Congressman Upshaw for 66 years, just to show your glory, help your people to be patient, O God. May they not murmur, O God. May they not chide you foolishly, O God. May they keep on believing, O God, until the manifestation is fully seen, granted in the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe some having circumstances in their lives, marital issue, O God. Lord, trusting you for their husband, trusting you for their wife. Maybe it's a restoration. O God, may you do it in the name of Jesus Christ. The request, O God, of our mama concerning the daughter, O God, that the husband is stopping her from coming to the church. We just table her before you, Lord. May you have mercy, O God. Intervene in that situation, O God. Also remember, Sister Dupe, O God, may you help her, O God. A host of your people, O God, that long to be here, but certain barriers they are having because of unbelieving partner. We pray, dear Lord, that you will help them in the name of Jesus Christ. Help our young people also, O God, trusting you for life partner, O God. Lord, may you lead them aright, O God. Those, O God, that are in financial conditions, strenuous, O God, we pray for a total deliverance, O God. May you deliver them, O God. May you set them free, O God. May Satan not prevail in their life, O God. May Satan not prevail in their situation. May they smile at the hand, O God. May they give glory to your holy name. Bless business people, O God. Bless workers, O God. Bless school children, O God. Our children are resuming to school back in this week, O Father. We pray for provision, O God. May you grant in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, may you help parents, O God. See us through, O dear Lord. Prosper us this week, O Father. If you tarry, O God, and you have not come, and we are here again by Wednesday, O God, may you gather us in our number and send to us more of your blessing, O God. Keep us at the center of your perfect will. Bless our soul, O God. We ask all these petitions with all faith and with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You love the Lord? Only believe all things are possible. Believe God has our prayer. We have not come to waste all these hours. All these hours, they are accounted. And we are going to reap the dividend. While we rise to our feet, let's just take this chorus. May you really be blessed. And the song leader can dismiss us.